Paid parking is now a reality in downtown Cloverdale. Part of the King Street lot, the lot on 176A Street between 57th and 58th Avenues, is privately owned and will now cost patrons to park there. The area in question, about 35 spaces, is owned by the JRG Group, the Henry Public House, and covers the southern portion of the lot. The former Bank of Montreal parking lot, south of the JRG lot, remains private. Paul Orazietti, the executive director of the Cloverdale Business Improvement Association, BIA, said the history and makeup of the current lot goes back about a decade. He said in about 2016 part of the parking area was overrun with blackberry bushes, growing as part of the landscaping. The BIA, the City of Surrey, and the JRG Group then struck an agreement to fix up the lot, modernize aspects of it, and open it all to free parking. A driveway was removed to increase the number of parking stalls, Orazietti explained. With a gentleman's agreement, an informal partnership was created that saw the addition of EV fast chargers, paving with new lane stripes, a historic storyboard on the area's past, along with landscaping features along 176A Street. He said the agreement ended recently when the JRG Group decided to convert their part of the King Street lot into paid parking. He said the BIA is now working with the city to improve signage and to ensure people in the city parking lot can continue to park for free. The Cloverdale BIA and the City of Surrey recognize the importance of parking for a city town center that is considered a rural area by TransLink, with bus service occurring only twice an hour, Orazietti added. He noted the city will soon put up concrete jersey barriers to separate the lots. The city has already removed city signage from the JRG side of the parking area. Orazietti said the BIA and the city strongly believe Cloverdale needs more free parking. They are continuing to work together to improve and upgrade city lots. He explained that the recently expanded parking lot on 56A Avenue, behind Cloverdale's Fire Hall No. 8, is just one example. Plans to update the 56A Avenue lot will include lighting, landscaping, paving, and an additional driveway that will add another 8 spaces.